welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, our official podcast. And we are really moving forward on this podcast and getting some audience participation. That has been wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It has.
And we are really enjoying our time of sharing with you what's going on here at the farm.
And right now, this is a really busy time. Lots of things, right? It's getting close to the end of June.
Right. And summer is here.
Summer is here. We have had a lot of rain.
Oh, a lot is really an understatement.
Yeah. And today I was curious, so I looked up some data to see about how many sunny days we've actually had in June. And here we're close to the end of June. And the closest to us that I could get was about 9 days of sunshine in June. And I think a lot of those may have been partial days. So we have had a lot of rain. Just last week alone, we had close to 9 inches at the farm.
We need a lot more sunshine and a little less rain.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess there's a reason for it. But right now I can't even weed because the weeds are growing like crazy. But, you know, I don't want to mess with that soil structure and I don't want to stir up any kind of blight or anything like that in the garden. So, you know, we just kind of wait.
I heard you talking with another one of the vendors yesterday about that very thing and that they were struggling as well with getting into the garden and any bit you can get in and weed. It rains the next day and you turn around
right
and it's there. But it was that same conversation about soil structure, mm-hmm. and how you want to not walk on that and compact
it
or remove your topsoil on mm-hmm. your boot.
Right. So, yeah, it's a time where it's kind of wait in the garden. And, you know, unfortunately, because we've had so much rain and the ground is so saturated, we're losing some of our stuff. We've lost a couple of our, maybe not, we haven't completely lost them yet, but they're struggling. Some of the tomato plants and beans and squash. So some of those, we just need it to dry out. And it looks like possibly this week we'll have a little bit of a dry out.
And then it will be full on back into the garden.
Yes. And that's not that we're not harvesting.
True.
We are harvesting. We're still getting, we have beautiful chard and still have some lettuce and
snow peas, I think.
Snow peas. So we're still eating things. Our herbs you've been doing a lot with herbs
lately.
Oh,
the herbs are fantastic. They do seem to be enjoying the rain.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah, they're in a different area and, you know, they have mulch and they're covered better. So they're not losing their topsoil. They're managing much better than the garden that has been turned over to plant. And so, yeah, the herbs are thriving.
They are. And it's one of those things that I love to cook with. Last night I was using lemon, thyme, and rosemary, and you brought in a huge, gorgeous stalk, sprig. What do you call a thing of rosemary?
A thing of rosemary?
I think it's a sprig.
Oh, a sprig. Okay.
And it was gorgeous and just full of all of those volatile oils that give it its distinctive flavor. So I am enjoying the herbs.
Yeah. So I do monitor what's going on compared to last year, and we're behind in some of our harvest, but that's okay.
Right.
I did harvest garlic this week. Beautiful garlic. It's the best garlic I've ever had.
These are incredible, large bulbs of garlic, and they have such a nice aroma,
mm-hmm.
and I can't wait to get into some of those.
Yeah, so they're curing right now in the basement because the majority of those we will store, and we're still eating what we had last year. We're getting really close, though.
We are. The ones last year, I will make maybe one or two more dishes out of those, and that will be done.
But the rest of these will be ready by then.
Right. And one of the things that we do here on the farm is we use up the occasional casualty.
And right. And, you know, me and, like, forks and...
Oh, my. Sharp instruments.
Yeah, yeah.
Dangerous tools.
You know, like potato forks. And I try to be careful, but sometimes you have an oopsie.
Right. So, on the counter right now in the kitchen is one of those where the garlic met the tines of the fork.
Yeah. Just a little bit of it, though.
Really, it's just one clove.
Yeah, it's not mostly damaged, but, you know, we need to be using it.
Right. So, I will use that up tonight. And but that I'm fine with that. I can easily cut around things, and maybe they won't sell at the market, but they will sure go into a dish here.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Not at
all. Now, in the old days, you know, now that we're so much older and so much, we're so much wiser and just a little bit older.
Right, there you go.
I probably would have composted those.
And there's no reason to.
There's a lot of good to it.
Absolutely. And it'll just be fresh and tender. Like you said, it won't keep.
No.
But I can certainly use it up within a couple of days.
I could eat it tonight. probably will.
I'd say you can plan
Sounds
on
like
that.
Maybe. Yes. Okay. So I'm good with that.
I don't have the full menu planned out for tonight, but I've been thinking about some of those different things, the herbs, the garlic. Some mushrooms from our good friends over at Hazeland Farm.
Yeah, we still need to get them on the podcast.
We do.
I was thinking about that this morning. We need to get Brendan and Lauren over here and talk about what they do. They're very cool.
So we will
Maybe not quite as cool as us, but
they're close.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
So you'll be hearing from our friends soon on the podcast. We have to get that arranged. And anyway, I'm thinking about those things that I can cook tonight.
Yeah, and we have a lot of stuff. We had our first ripe tomato this week. So, you know, we're moving along. It's just, you know, I need some sunshine. I'd be glad to have a little more sun right now.
Absolutely.
And a little more dry stuff, but...
Yeah, I do think this quantity of rain has helped the raspberries and blackberries plump up.
Yes, and we have black raspberries naturally on the property. And
they're everywhere.
And if you're not familiar with them, that's kind of this area, as long as I can remember as a child, we went around into the country. We lived in town, so we didn't have really our own black raspberries, but we would go out in the country along the fence road or along the roads.
Yes, and they grow wild.
Yeah, they just grow wild, but they don't grow in very big patches, generally.
That is the downfall.
Yeah, we have several on the property, but I may walk, 15 minutes to get five.
Yeah,
and
they
it's
are,
not easy.
They are precious little bits of goodness.
Yeah, and, you know, so I'll walk and get five. If I get 10 in a little patch, I'm so excited, but right. I'm willing to do this, and... You know, I have picked now three times, and they're starting to add. And when we get all of them harvested,
then I will probably make a pie. Black raspberry pie is one of my favorites. Even if I do a small one just for us for one meal, it's a fruit that I. Just have fond memories of from my childhood. So I'll make a pie, and then the rest I will juice and seed and turn into jam.
Yeah, that is probably blackberry and black raspberry, which we have so many of those. Those are probably two of our best sellers at the market for jam. Now, we are not going to have as many black raspberries this year. That's just the way it is. You know, every other year, last year we had a really good harvest. This year we won't have as many, but you will turn those into some beautiful jam. And we are going to have a ton of blackberries.
That is awesome.
And they will have a little bit of overlap probably.
So tell me a little bit about this every other year concept. I know that berries go on to... like there's old canes and new canes.
Yeah, they're a biennial. And so this year we are harvesting off of last year's canes. And this year we have a lot of new growth. So that means next year we have a lot more new growth than we have old canes.
Okay.
So that means next year, given the right conditions, hopefully, we should have a much better harvest. So last year we had a really good harvest. This year will be lighter. Next year should be better. You know, so that's kind of how it typically goes. Now, blackberries are, I believe they're the same way, but we always have, because we have so such an abundance of them, we have a lot of old canes. And, but yeah, the black raspberries are much more precious and take a lot more to get. The blackberries are worse, kind of, to pick as far as their...
Ooh, I don't like those. Yeah, those have a thorn that like has a hook on it. It doesn't just stab you. It hooks you and hangs onto your skin and tries to keep you in the blackberry patch.
It does. And then you've got ticks. And now you've got all that stuff with the black raspberries, but they're not quite as big of a thorn. But you have ticks, you have snakes, you have mosquitoes, lots of different things going on there. And you have to fight, you know, they're never in an easy place to pick. It's not like you go out to the strawberry patch and, you know, take your little basket and harvest. You walk and you get 5, and then you walk and you get 15.
But they are worth it, right?
They are worth it. Yeah, I love them. You love them. We both grew up with them, and our customers love them. So I will do it because this is my job now, and I love it.
Oh, it is. It is. It is. Now, here's the part that worries me just a tiny bit about this is as I come into this full time in another week or so.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of great things about that. But at the point you say snakes in the berry patch,
you're out of it.
I feel the need to assist with picking berries. However,
you can do the edges, and I'll go.
You'll go in with the snakes.
Yeah, I'll go in where the snakes are at.
Okay, because you know if I see a snake,
I know you're gone.
I'm gone.
No, I'll go in first.
Okay, you'll rattle around,
scare them out.
Okay,
and look, because you also they're not just on the ground. Matter of fact, most of the time when I see snakes in the berry patch, they're up higher because they're in there waiting for birds and, you know, probably birds, I would assume, to come in and get those berries. And, you know, then they have bird, I guess, which is
bird pie.
Awful, but that's nature.
It is.
That's the way it is. So you have to look up, too.
Right.
And our blackberries are so big and I'm so short, they're over my head most of the time.
And if you have read my book, The Long Road to Market, I did write about berries and how we use those in our market business and how you find snakes in the berries. So there's a lovely...
I like to take pictures of them because they always kind of pose and smile for the camera.
So there's a lovely story in there about why I tend to not pick the blackberries. And if you don't have that book, I'll drop a link in the show notes so you could get it in either print or digital form. And be sure to look for that. But I don't like snakes.
No, you're not into snakes. I don't really like them, but as long as I know they're there, you know, I'll work with them because they don't ever bother me.
But, they bother me by their very existence.
You know, I just want to know that they're there. So that's it.
They bother me. They bother me.
I know. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.